matter what our discussion today, this album has a song that'll go with us.
Yes, it does.
And today we are talking about solar energy. Lorraine Medina Rural Electric will be adding solar energy to its power mix. And here to talk about that is the general manager, Marcus Bryant. Good morning, Marcus.
Morning.
So what's the planning stage for getting solar as part of your energy mix? Is this a discussion that takes a couple of years in the making, or what was it that brought you to this point?
Well, we, through our cooperative power supplier, Buckeye Power, which generates the electricity for our co-op and the other 23 co-ops in Ohio, been talking about this project for about a year, and it's been in the serious planning stages during that time. We're going to actually begin construction of it in either late February or early March, depending on how the weather develops here. We plan to then operate it for 2 to 3 months to gather some good data and information for our members, and then we plan to roll it out formally at our July 18th annual meeting this year and begin taking subscriptions for it.
Marcus, it would seem to be a major investment. How much and how do you pay for it?
Well, the project is really overall for Buckeye Power is $4 million. And there are 23 co-ops that are participating, and they'll each have what we call a community solar array at their at some location. Ours will be behind our office. We'll have 228 solar panels there, and we will. The total project is relatively small. It's 2.1 megawatts. Considering our coal plant is 600 megawatts, but our members will be able to subscribe to the output of up to 5 panels for 1, 5, or 10 year terms at a fixed rate of 10 cents per kilowatt hour. So each panel will generate, depending on the season of the year, we think between 175 and 200 kilowatt hours per month, which is about 15 to 20% of an average member's bill's usage. So it's a significant beginning in this area, and we're kind of excited about it.
What's your responsibility then with all these solar panels? Does our solar program help to maintain them, or has this now become yours and you'll have to deal with all the issues that come with creating your own power?
Well, it's a what we call a community solar project. A community solar is an idea where instead of individual homeowners putting panels up on their home, they can work through their cooperative. Buckeye Power will be owning the panels. We will have arrangements for maintenance on them. We take care of all the headaches. And the member doesn't have to put up any upfront investment. We take care of that. And then they just buy the power that comes out of the panels.
Marcus, can you tell us how they work, how they produce electricity? For example, a day like today, we've got clouds and we've got rain. It doesn't appear to be a good day for solar energy.
Well, that's the nature of solar energy. They're basically will produce power when the sun starts coming up, and then shut down when the sun goes down, obviously. And then when you have a heavy overcast day, there'll be some output, but it won't be as much as on bright sunny days.
Now
but that's the nature of solar power. We still, as a cooperative, rely on our workhorse generators 24/7. They operate burning coal or gas, and that's the backbone of the electric system. But this gives our members an opportunity to participate and buy solar energy in an economical manner.
What's there now at your West Road location where these will be built?
Right now, it's an empty farm, part of an empty farm field behind our office. So.
And is this the kind of panels that sort of follow the sun, or are they fixed, or is there difference? different levels of solar panels that you know that exist out there for people.
These particular panels will be what are called fixed panels. They'll be positioned to get the best results for fixed panels. The type of solar panels that move can generate more electricity, but then they're more expensive. So
I'm trying to figure out the actual array. Craig, this is a math problem. You take 228 panels. How do you divide them up into a good size square?
It'll be in a rectangular shape arrangement. So
and
it'll look like a big rectangle with a lot of little rectangles in it.
Now, solar panels. If I'm subscribing, do I get to choose my panels? I mean, is there some panels that are better, or do you assume that everything there is going to be equal?
Everything is going to be equal. We'll take the total output of our 228 panels and divide it by 228, and that'll be the average output per panel that the members will be subscribing to.
So you're going to start putting this in February, and then again, when is the unveiling, or the point at which members then can take part in what you're doing?
Depending on the weather, we hope to have it done by end of March at the latest, and then we want to actually operate it for 2-3 months, make sure all the bugs are out of the system, and then our July 18th annual meeting is when we'll do the formal rollout for subscriptions.
And again, this Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, they are getting involved with the Our Solar program, and they now have solar energy added to the mix. Our guest, Marcus Bryant, General Manager, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about it.